George! Would the Senate please come to order? Oh, pardon me, I didn't see. Will the Senate please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 14 senators present this afternoon. Senator Fahrenkamp is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Vicar Daniel Flewitz of the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Most gracious God, we thank you for the blessings of the past week and for the opportunities of the week ahead. Bless those who hold these seats in the Senate of Alaska. Grant that they may do their work in a spirit of wisdom, kindness, and justice. Help them to use their authority to promote the general welfare. All these things we ask in the name of your risen Son, Jesus. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 81st, 82nd, 83rd, and 84th legislative days and Senate Supplement number 24.
We'll stand at ease. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals for the 81st, 82nd, 83rd, 84th legislative day and Senate Supplement 24 be approved as certified.
Hear no objection. The journals are certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a student that we have here as a page under the RSVP program. Brenda Shellacroft. Brenda is from Ivanoff Bay, where her mother is a teacher, and she came to Ivanoff Bay by way of Unalaskan Akatan.
Welcome to the Floyds. Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
We have no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Do you have any messages from the other house?
Message of April 3rd. The House has passed the following and they are returned. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 51, approving the District Coastal Management Program of the Municipality of Anchorage and the findings, conclusions, and stipulations of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 52, endorsing an action of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 53, approving an amendment to a regulation adopted by the Alaska Coastal Policy Council. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 54, approving the District Coastal Management Program of the City of Haines and the findings, conclusions, and stipulations of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council. These have been sent to enrolling. Message of April 3rd, the House has failed to concur with the Senate amendment to House Bill number 446, terminating the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners on January 1, 1981, and reassigning its responsibilities to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, namely, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 446, continuing the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 446 and request the body to vote no.
The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 446? The members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 446. And at this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Sturgiluski, Bennett, and Fahrenkamp. That'll teach them to. Senator Curtula.
May we revert to introduction of guests?
I hear no objection. The Senate reverts to introduction of guests.
Mr. President, the Director of Governmental Relations for Blue Cross is here. Join Donald.
Continue, Madam Secretary.
Message of April 3, the House has failed to concur with the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill number 645, amending and transferring appropriations made in 1979. Namely, Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 645, amended Senate. Amending and transferring appropriations made in 1979 and appropriating for a short-term loan for a communication system for the Swan Lake Hydroelectric Project, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a pre-conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate. Representative Schaefer, Chairman. Representative McKinnon. Representative Haugen.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 645 amended and request the body to vote no.
You're ready for the question. The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 645? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to House Bill 645. And at this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Sumner, Ziegler, and Ferguson.
Message of April 3, the House has passed the following for consideration. House Joint Resolution number 83 by the Finance Committee by request relating to compensation to Alaska physicians who participate in the Medicaid program.
Health, Education, Social Service.
House Bill number 409 by Representatives McKinnon and Hayes, an act relating to election of officers under the Alaska Nonprofit Corporation Act and providing for an effective date.
Senator Bradley, do you wish this? It can have either a commerce or a state affairs.
Commerce, Mr. President.
Commerce.
House Bill number 918 of the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration, Division of Data Processing, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the messages from the House this afternoon.
Do we have any communications?
We have no communications.
Do we have any reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 212, Regulation of Real Estate Brokers and Salesmen, and recommends that it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 212, Second Judiciary, with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and Senator Meehlin signed do pass. Senators Ray and Dankworth signed no recommendation. SB 212 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 389, Senior Citizen Property Tax Exemption, and the committee recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass. Signed Senator Sturgiluski, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Mulcahy, Kelly, Rohde, and Stimson. SB 389 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 419, increasing the instructional unit allotment of the Copper River School District, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senators Fairbanks, Fahrenkamp, and Sturgiluski. SB 419 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 451, establishing a grant fund to be used for construction of community sports and recreation facilities and providing for management of the facilities by local sports and recreation facility councils, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and reports it back as follows. Senator Sturzelewski, chairman, signed do pass. Senators Mulcahy, Kelly, and Rohde signed no recommendation. Senator Stimson signed do not pass. SB 451 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 452, Special Appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for grants for planning and construction of community sports and recreation facilities, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sturzelewski, chairman, signs do pass. Senators Rohde, Mulcahy, and Kelly signed no recommendation. Senator Stimson signed do not pass. SB 452 has a further referral to finance. Those are our standing committee reports for today.
Do we have any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 547 by the Rules Committee by request of the Administrative Regulation Review Committee. An act relating to the reservation of green belts and open space along public roads and highways and providing for effective date.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 548 by the Rules Committee by request of the Administrative Regulation Review Committee, an act relating to the processing of permits by state agencies and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary. Senator Sackett. Senate stands at ease. Senate, please come back to order, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 549 of the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of nursing home administrators and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 550 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to professional licensing and to the practice of pharmacy and providing for an effective date.
We'd be at ease a minute. Senator Sackett. Senate, please come back to order. Would you scrub that finance referral on 549 and on 550, health, education, and social services only.
Senate Bill number 551 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of the practice of optometry and providing for an effective date.
Health, education, social services.
Those are the bills today.
We have no daily calendar, so that brings us down to unfinished business. Does any member have anything under unfinished business? Special orders? Does any member have anything under special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Sackett.
Finance
will meet
tomorrow.
Senator Hatchley.
Mr. President, Health, Education, and Social Services has a small problem with a quorum today. We will not meet this afternoon. However, we'll meet twice as long on Wednesday to make up for it.
Senator Mulcahy, did you?
Mr. President, State Affairs will meet Wednesday the 9th at 3:30 in the Belch Room, and we'll be considering SCR 60 relating to the 12th Annual Girls State at Sitka. SCR 61 relating to the 14th Annual Boys State at Camp Carroll, HB 950, an act relating to herring and providing for an effective date, HJR 71 relating to the Belt Bogs Visitor Center, and SB 515, an act relating to the expense and the hearings of the State Commission for Human Rights.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, the Senate Judiciary will not meet tomorrow. We will meet on Thursday, regular time and place, and we'll consider Senate Bill 468, Foreign Trade Zones, Senate Bill 519, Use of Limited Entry Permits as Collateral for Loans, SB 523, Public Utilities, perhaps other bills as well. If so, they will be posted, and committee members will be individually notified. Next Tuesday, we'll be taking up Senate Bill 511, which pertains to the technical cleanup revision work that had to be done on
Senator Bradley.
President, the Senate Commerce Committee will hold a workshop tomorrow at 3 p.m. in room 106 at Cinema Building to finalize the sunset reports on the following boards and commissions: the Board of Marine Parlance, the Collection Agency Board, the Guide Licensing Control Board, and the Alaska Public Utilities Commission. Hopefully this will finish up the sunsets except the bill passed the Senate.
Thank you. Is there any further? Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, disregarding some recent press reports, the Free Conference Committee on Election Reform is plodding right ahead. We'll meet tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 6:30 in the House State Affairs Subcommittee.
Thank you. I evidently hadn't heard those reports, so I'm quite happy to. Senator Sackett. Senator, back to order. Any further announcements? Senator Cletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands in adjournment.
Hey, Bill.